Welcome to Season 5 of E-Commerce Fastlane. This podcast helps Shopify-powered brands to accelerate growth. And now, on to episode 226.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company. Powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by Dot Digital, a customer engagement platform that's been innovating for over 20 years, helping digital marketers and developers deliver communications across the customer journey. Now, Dot Digital grew from a pub in the UK to a global organization with over 350 employees serving 4,000 customers that span industries from e-commerce all the way through to not-for-profit. If you need to engage smarter, convert faster, and deliver big, Dot Digital is with you every step of the way. And they're just getting started, from transactional emails to SMS campaigns, segment analytics to communication APIs, Dot Digital is at the forefront of customer engagement. Learn more about their incredible solution, why they're part of the Shopify Plus Certified App Program. Get all the details today at dotdigital.com. Well, hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, if you're an ambitious, lifelong learner, which you probably are because you're here today, you're definitely in the right place. Now, new episodes are available twice weekly with your favorite podcast players like Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and many more. You can also stream current episodes, including a very relevant back catalog. And we're in season 5 right now. There's like 235-ish episodes available. There's a lot of amazing partners in the Shopify ecosystem, and they're solving some very unique problems. Shopify does 80% of commerce extremely well, but there's always that 20% that needs to be filled in with a marketing platform or an app. And you're going to learn about a pretty exciting solution today. I have a few merchants of mine personally that have adopted this application. So I want to dig in today into this one. So in today's episode, my guest is Paul Benigeri, who is the CEO and co-founder of a company called Archive. And what they build is the Archive app. And they've developed something really, really amazing in the Shopify ecosystem, and it automatically helps save your Instagram posts and reels. It's really interesting, and there's a lot of great case studies that I know we're going to share today about how to leverage this very important user-generated content channel. So hi, Paul. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Hey, Steve. I'm really excited to chat with you today.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much. I know our calendar's been bouncing around a bit through the holidays, but it's so exciting now that this app is finally out into the wild today. And like, I find it super motivating because I've had brands that have had a chance to use the solution kind of in its alpha mode. Pretty excited about the opportunities here because we'll find that with Reels and with Instagram stories only lasting 24 hours and poof, that content is gone, you have a very unique solution that I want to unpack a bit. So let's talk a little bit about the Archive app itself. And I briefly mentioned it, but like, what does it do and what problem is it solving, do you believe, for Shopify brands?
We see so many brands build these thriving communities of influencers and customers that are sharing this great content on Instagram. And so much of that content disappears within 24 hours, right? You've got stories getting posted and poof, they're gone. That is a huge waste of this creative energy and assets and stories. Archive app can automatically capture all of that content for you. So we detect when customers or influencers or anyone tags your brand on Instagram, whether it's a story, feed post, or reel, we automatically capture and save that content and put it right inside your Shopify apps, inside Archive app, and that lets brands use that content as needed. So in the past, we saw brands do one of two things. Either they would have maybe an intern or a virtual assistant check Instagram every single day to screenshot that content and save that content manually, which is obviously quite manual and not the funnest thing for anyone to do, no. Especially on the weekend, right? You have to do it on the weekend or else you might miss your Saturday or Friday stories, or just be kind of sad that they've got all of this amazing content disappearing and just not knowing what to do to capture it.
Yeah, it's insane. It's so great that this solution actually does this. Let's talk a bit about the origin story. I'm always very fascinated, like, why people build what they build. And I'd like to understand a little bit about how do all these pieces come together for the founding team? And like, where did the desire, or I even call it expertise, but where did all this come from to find that there's a problem in the market and then went out and created this platform?
We really solved our own problems. Jeff and I are Stanford computer scientists turned merchants. Before Archive, we spent 5 years owning and operating one or more e-commerce brands. And obviously one of the big things that we were doing was creating influencer marketing communities and campaigns and creating all this content. And we hired people to screenshot Instagram. I used to do it. I remember on a walk to work, I would pop up Instagram and I wouldn't check my personal DMs. I would actually pull up the company Instagram and be like, hey, yeah, are there any good stories that I can save today to, you know, throw in on my Facebook ad campaigns and see some fresh content? So we were merchants and we're still merchants on Shopify Plus, on regular Shopify, sold millions of dollars worth of product and spent tons of money on Facebook, on SEO and all that stuff. So we really empathize and we build things for, you know, people like us that are so focused on product and marketing that we don't want anyone to be spending time screenshotting content and doing these manual workflows. And so that's what we really care about. And that's really what we want to do is give merchants more leverage, take out a lot of the menial, a lot of the rote work, and give them superpowers to take content that previously disappeared that they can better leverage now in all of their Black Friday remarketing campaigns, email campaigns, SMS campaigns, and all that good stuff.
You know, what's interesting is that, like, I just thinking of my book of business that I manage in Shopify, and I think about, you know, what they're doing for their acquisition strategies or their remarketing strategies and what they're up to. And then a lot of people know that UGC is an important strategy. I mean, a lot of people have either Yotpo or Okendo or some kind of a tool running to collect reviews and maybe even motivate people to do user-generated content. And this content is usually displayable somewhere on the PDP page, but it can get a little bit dicey about the rights management around this sort of content. And so I'm going off on a tangent a bit here, but what I find interesting is that there's this manual process that some brands are doing, exactly what you're saying, almost on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and finding content around your brand and saving it for, you know, future use. Are you saying that maybe there's a lot of people that are still doing that today? Or is it possible that, as you mentioned at the top of the show a little bit, is it possible that great content is being produced by brand ambassadors and just people that love your product because they want to share it around just because that's what they do, but it's just poof being lost? And like, I just think of the opportunity costs of, you know, people that love your stuff and they put it out in the wild and bang, it's gone. Versus some people that maybe are doing it like very manual. And I just want to get your feedback overall, like what you think the market is doing right now.
Yeah, I think you have it spot on. Well, you talked about reviews and loyalty, and that's one way to capture UGC where you're getting content and it's submitted. And that's pretty cool. But what I found in some of the stores that I've ran is that, again, the majority of the content and the richest content, the videos of customers really telling stories about the product and the brand, that doesn't show up in a, you know, Yotpo form or reviews.io form. That shows up in Instagram stories or reels. That's the really great content. And so this is what we want to help brands capture. This is what disappears. And again, what are brands doing right now? Some of the best brands have built the infrastructure through hiring and using a bunch of Chrome extensions and maybe like Zapier and things like that to, quote unquote, automatically using humans, save that content, put it in a Google Drive, label it, and then leverage it for different campaigns. You mentioned content rights, and that's super important. And I think that's step two of the problem. The first thing we want to do right now is let brands save that content automatically. So now your content is in one place. You know the content exists. You can find the right content, and you can download it if you need it. But you're right. Content rights is super manual. Here's what some brands do. They'll find the content and then DM the influencer and hope they can get rights. They'll maybe comment on the photo and be like, hey, if you use this hashtag and reply yes, we'll be able to use your content. But it's all super, super manual. And that's actually in our roadmap for later this year. We're going to be completely automating content rights and completely streamlining that experience for brands and marketers. So they're going to be able to use Archive app to save all their content. And once they have content they like, they'll be able to make a short list and go and attempt to get the rights for it and work with these influencers, these creators to get all of the legal stuff done. And it's kind of interesting because a lot of early brands maybe don't care so much about rights, but some of these later stage brands, and as they mature, have to get more and more serious about getting these rights. And so it can really, really be a huge toll for some of these digital marketers and influencer coordinators or managers to save that content, track these influencers, get rights, and all that stuff.
Yeah. It's pretty wild. It kind of is the Wild West right now when it comes to UGC, but I'm glad that you found this problem and then created technology. I appreciate, you know, having your roots in commerce too, because I think there's nothing better than solving your own problems and doing the work. Same as like this podcast. I mean, I edited the show forever. It took me 3 to 4 hours every episode. I'm like, wait a second, is that the best way to spend 3 or 4 hours? The show is already recorded. And then, you know, you hire an editor who's much more talented and quicker and better SOP. And now it's the same thing that's happening with your solution, is that, you know, instead of doing all these manual processes and or not doing it, and then the opportunity costs of not having that content, now with the archive app, you're able to do all that. So I think that's like very compelling and very interesting to me.
I want to follow up on that. When you're a digital marketer and you're trying to grow your business through these digital marketing things, you know, landing pages, CRO, Facebook ads, all that kind of stuff, speed is so important. And all of this rote manual stuff gets in the way in two ways. Number one, a lot of times you might be like, well, it's Friday evening, I have an hour. Do I really have time to go find this content and launch this campaign for this, you know, weekend Mother's Day thing? I don't know, maybe not. And we think that if we can cut down all of the steps required in the digital marketer, in the e-commerce digital marketer's workflow, we can enable them to launch campaigns, full-fledged campaigns, in minutes instead of hours. And not only will that save them time, but that's actually going to lead to really, really good compounding effects in their digital marketing programs. Why? Because they're going to be able to launch a lot more campaigns that they previously did not have time for. And they're going to be able to be, even if they have just one person on the team, that person is going to be able to launch campaigns just as quickly as some of our favorite D2C companies like Magic Spoon and whatnot that are launching campaigns so quickly because they have amazing teams and infrastructures and agencies. And we want to enable this sole merchant to be able to do that. And when you launch more campaigns, not only are you getting more coverage in terms of diverse ideas and messaging, you know, a Black Friday, a Mother's Day campaign, an Earth Day campaign, and just staying super, super top of mind, but you're also going to compound your learnings. Every time you run a marketing campaign, you're building up your pixel, you're training your own intuition, and you're learning new things. And so being able to launch more campaigns more quickly, we think will have a profound impact in long-term performance for digital marketers.
Yeah. I'm going to pivot a bit over just to UGC in general, because even though your solution is not necessarily the solution that facilitates UGC production, you're more the opposite. The UGC is already there. You're just acquiring it through technology. I think it's interesting, but I want to make sure that I share this correctly with everybody listening today. You know, it's a different beast. UGC is important, this user-generated content, and I think all people listening today can understand that. But I'm just curious a little bit about how you've differentiated, because I think that's the challenge right now. The Archive app is out in the wild now. It's in the Shopify app store. Thank you so much for, you know, allowing the Fastlane podcast to be kind of almost the inaugural kind of communication method about, hey, this is available now. It's been an alpha for a while. But I'm just curious about how you've been intentionally differentiated to maybe others that are just kind of going out and trying to get the UGC from people, like as we talk about these review apps and different sorts of things, other kind of rogue technologies floating around, but you're on the other side of the spectrum where you are literally listening for branded content and then being able to bring it in and have it available. So I'd just like to understand your mindset around this.
For sure. I think when we think of community marketing, there's two parts, right? Number one is building the community and having a community to leverage for marketing. And number two, it's harnessing the output of that community or what your customers and influencers are saying about you and turning that into full-fledged campaigns. Now, there are many different ways to do that, building influencer programs, emailing your customers, giving them a discount to post some UGC. But what's happening today, whether you have those programs or not, the majority of brands are seeing a ton of content being shared organically on Instagram, especially some of the brands that have products that are quite native to Instagram. Could be a clothing company, could be a cool furniture company, could be a food and beverage company. People love to talk about that. And that is the single most authentic content, because People are literally sharing what they love about the product organically, and that can perform super, super well. So if you have potentially hundreds or thousands of these stories being posted a month or a year, why would you not capture that content? In addition to maybe generating more of it, we just see so much of that being wasted, and there is not a single other technology out there that can reliably save Instagram stories, which disappear. And again, the bulk of the content is Instagram stories, that we think that installing Archive App for a brand is almost no brainer. Save that content in the background. And when you're going to be launching your UGC campaigns, you're going to be so happy to have saved all of that in the background, whether you have or you have not had the time to launch maybe additional methods of increasing the UGC output of your community. So again, all of this content is disappearing. All of this content exists. And so there's a huge opportunity for brands to kind of reclaim what they have already, you know, done the hard work of building. You've already worked hard to build a product. You've already worked hard to have people try and experience your product. So why not capture some of that upside?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, that's awesome. Thank you for making that differentiation. So I think that's clear to me now, and hopefully the listeners today, that, you know, there's tools to motivate people to do it. But on the other side, I think there's much more passionate brand ambassadors that are just doing it on their own just because they love the product and like to get behind something that they're, you know, just like to share with their friends and family about what they love and where they are. People love taking selfies on different products and things and what's going on. So I think it's pretty cool. I want to talk a little bit about the show and the people that listen to the show, because I think, and I'd love to have your feedback about, you know, how your solution you believe can really help impact their workflow. You know, this show, I think we're in our fifth season now, tens of thousands of founders and marketers that listen each week. They all have a desire, definitely a need. They want to keep a pulse, you know, definitely on retail or direct-to-consumer strategies. And this is, you know, the Archive App fits perfectly in that. These marketers, they always think about like improving efficiencies, which is your app does, or profitably growing revenue or building lifetime loyalty. There seems to be very evergreen themes that are kind of going around right now. I'm just curious from your vantage point, like, you know, do you have any advice? I mean, it could be a strategy, it could be a tactic, but like, what do you recommend today for brands or store owners? They're eager to move the needle and grow their business. Is the Archive App the right solution for them? I think the answer is yes, but I'm just curious on your overall mindset around what do people need to do today in 2022 to grow their business and just move their needle?
That's a great question. And when you think of an e-commerce brand, there's a number of things you have to do to run your business successfully. On one side, you need to be creative around your brand and differentiation. On the other hand, you have to do product development and fulfillment. And that's super important. And there's amazing partners in their Shopify ecosystem to help brands with that. And then you have to do demand generation. You have to convince people to purchase your product. And that way you can give people products and make them happy in exchange for revenue, which drives your business. Archive App fits into the demand generation side of things. And now, I'm not saying that if you install Archive App tomorrow, you're going to make, you know, $1 million or you're going to change your ROAS, but it is a tool that can equip you with an UGC war chest that can impact your digital marketing performance in a number of ways. So let's talk about a lot of the ways that brands are doing demand generation. If you ask brands on Shopify and any really in the world, what are you spending your digital money on, your digital marketing budget on? The biggest thing is going to be Facebook ads. So let's talk about that for a second. What matters for Facebook ads? Facebook has gotten very good at targeting. So you don't really need to worry about that. You can use lookalike audiences and you can use broad audiences or whatever, but Facebook is going to be really good at finding people that like your product. So what matters apart from your product and your offer? It's going to be the creative. And now there's two things that matter from a creative perspective. Number one, the quality of the creative. And number two, the number of creatives that you can test. So you can go ahead and do some brand shoots either by yourself or by hiring a photographer and agency, but why would you not tap into the creativity and inspiration of thousands of customers that are creating diverse videos? Is your one person or three person brand team or studio going to match the creativity of potentially 100 or 1,000 influencers?
Yeah, exactly.
Not all the time.
No.
And so how Archive App can help you there is you're going to capture all of that content and you're going to be able to launch way more ads than if you only relied on non-UGC content. And UGC just typically works really, really well right now on Facebook. We see that across many, many brands because it's thumb-stopping, it's creative. You can launch a ton of it really quickly and it can keep your Facebook ads really, really fresh. I can talk about a couple other channels of how brands can use UGC. And again, Archive App by itself isn't going to do this, but Archive App helps you stockpile and build this war chest of UGC that enables you to do the things I'm about to talk about. Let's talk about some of these retention marketing channels. Everyone is talking about SMS marketing, and the same applies for email marketing. You could go ahead and send a standard cart abandonment flow or, you know, holiday email with 20% off with yet another standard product shot on a white background.
Yeah.
Or you could take some of this UGC, some of these stories that your customers or ambassadors or influencers are sharing. Use that content, tell the story. It's going to be way more differentiated. It's going to bring your email to life. A really good tactic for food and beverage brands. You're going to have your influencers and customers sharing recipes that they may have done with your protein powder or how they like to make tea or coffee with some of your products. Turn that into an email or an SMS. Credit the influencer, get rights for it, and that's going to be a really interesting story. It's going to give your brand social proof. It's going to be a different piece of content than maybe you would have had posted otherwise, and we see that working really, really well. Steve, you talked about UGC on product pages. That's also a great thing to do. If you're a fashion brand, instead of having only, again, styled product shots that are shot in the studio, consider throwing some diversity. Show your products being worn by different people. There's a bunch of things you can do to make that clickable and shoppable so that not only do you have on your homepage a gallery and like a collection with like this product and that product, you can have maybe 12 photos of different outfits styled by influencers that's UGC that people can click through to shop the look and things like that. So we see all of these strategies helping brands get additional efficiency and performance on different channels and also stand out from the crowd.
Yeah, I love it. I love the war chest idea. I think you're absolutely right. I think there's technology out there to maybe help with the marketing, you know, part of this kind of challenge right now. But on the flip side, though, there has to be the human element of the ad creative. And I know that's the biggest bottleneck there is right now. There's agencies that strictly just I talked to someone recently, biddyco.com. I interviewed them like maybe a couple, two, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I'm good friends with Ben over there. They're great.
Yeah, like it's so interesting. Like their sole focus is just trying to create animated graphics and trying to create content because they know they want thumb stopping. There's lots of algorithms and certain things. They figured a lot of things out, but the reality is you get so close to the product when you actually have this war chest of content available. I wrote some words saying that, like building social proof, showing diversity. You're preaching to the choir here. This is like really, really, really awesome stuff that people need to execute on. And that's why I'm so glad that I have you on today. It feels so wasteful to know that this content is out in the wild, depending on your maturity and how large you are as a brand. And you know, if you're in the mid-market on Shopify Plus, there's probably like ridiculous amounts of content you don't even know exists.
We see some of these mid-market larger brands get tagged into thousands of stories every day.
Oh, come on.
Thousands.
Oh, that's the opportunity loss right there. And there's a cost associated to that. That's why getting your solution and building this war chest out, you're giving marketers some opportunity to be able to A/B test and to have this ad creative available. And for so many different multi-touch points and different channels and stuff, at least the content is there and available. We're not just kind of sitting with a blank cursor trying to figure out what the next thing is we're going to test.
Yeah, no, it's important. And I think it's so hard to differentiate. I mean, one of the blessings and curse of Shopify is that it's made it so easy for anyone to create a new company, sometimes even a new life selling online. But that also means that there's more competition and things are fierce for e-com right now. Everyone is battling and working hard. And so whatever edge you can get, you just need to get that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the premise of this podcast, right? We're just trying to find the marketing platforms and apps and things that are really making significant impact. So I want to pivot a bit to a story if we can, because I just feel that I'm motivated personally. There's a lot of founders and entrepreneurs and different marketers, lots of people listening to the show, but I just feel personally a story can really educate and really inspire others to take action. Hey, I'm in fashion too, and they did this, or I'm in CPG, or I'm, whatever industry you are listening today, it's nice to hear a story about maybe someone that's executed with, the Archive app. So hopefully I don't put you on the spot here, but it'd be great. I mean, you don't have to say their name if you don't have rights to do it, but it'd be great to hear a story about, hey, here's where they were kind of pre-Archive app and they had obviously a need for it and they've used it. And then kind of what happened on the other end? Is there any kind of stats and things that we can talk about?
Of course. We have 80 great stories for some of our alpha customers, but I'll talk about two. A larger brand that's on Plus doing 100 plus billion revenue, and a smaller brand that is about to launch and has a completely different use case. So this is a health and wellness brand, and the person I'm close with there, her name is Jenna. And Jenna runs the influencer marketing division of this fast-growing food company. They make flavored coffees and proteins and great vegan supplements. And they are a cult brand and have thousands of influencers tagging them all the time that they've recruited and built up. So she runs a great influencer program where every month she'll gift all these influencers some new product, some new flavor. And obviously these influencers post a ton of content, and part of her job is to take the output, as we talked about, what these influencers are saying about the brand, save it, archive it to enable her teams to leverage that content better. And here's what her setup was in the past. She had three full-time interns checking Instagram on shifts every single day using an app called Story Saver to download every single story manually, rename it, put it in a Google Drive, maybe star the ones she liked. She would then go through the Google Drive and make folders and whatnot that she could then share to her agencies and team members. With Archive App, her interns have lives now and are working on meaningful, interesting things and are helping out with, you know, coordinating with influencers, helping support launches, instead of literally being robots screenshotting Instagram every single day. And what are some of the things, you know, that brand are doing with their content? Recently, they updated their Amazon pages. A lot of brands also cross-sell on Amazon. It's a great idea potentially for many companies. And then again, instead of having your product shot on a white background, you can throw in some UGC and differentiate. Again, it shows social proof. It can show the product in a really nice way. In their case, they were able to show some recipes. They also use their content for their blog, right? You're doing a blog. You might have a really good writer or you're writing content, but a lot of times you're like, okay, what do I do for content? Am I going to do a photo shoot for the blog? That's pretty expensive. Am I going to use some stock photos? Everybody does that. And so UGC can fit really, really well in there. And obviously they use a ton of that content for ads. So this is this larger brand that is now saving 300 to 400 posts every single day using Archive App. And they check in, use that content. Their whole team's kind of like searching through and finding and starring and filtering content in Archive App to help streamline really the output of their community. Another example, this is the founder of a new company called Canvas XYZ. He's an entrepreneur and he is just launching a really cool new t-shirt that's got some magical erasing. So you can write a message on it and reset it. And so you can kind of customize your t-shirt every day. He's just launching, really, really strong technical guy with very little marketing experience. But obviously part of his launch as an apparel company is going to be influencer marketing. He's going to give some of the products to maybe 50 to 100 influencers. And he was like, wow, like I'm so happy I can use Archive App because now I don't have to worry what I'm going to do when things launch. I'm going to be launching. I'm going to be checking my Facebook ads. I'm going to be trying to dial in everything on the website. But what I'm not going to do is have to check Instagram every single day to see who posted and how I'm going to save that content because I have Archive App. So he installed Archive App before the launch. And throughout his launch, he was able to capture that content. And the really good thing is that Archive App is free for a number of posts. Well, you know, you'll get a super code thanks to Steve to get even more free posts. Yeah. But if you're a new brand about to launch, you can install Archive App. It's not going to cost you anything until you save 100 or more stories or feed posts or whatever. And so you can kind of have it running in the background defensively to make sure you don't miss anything. And you can take Instagram off your phone and focus on work.
Yeah. No distractions. Let technology do it.
Yeah. No, but I mean, kid you not, used to uninstall Instagram on my phone to focus, and I would have to reinstall it to check on my influencer marketing campaigns and look at that content at HVMN. It's crazy.
This is great. So we are nearing the end of the show for today, but I just would love to, I guess, get warm and fuzzy about, I appreciate your launch today and these 80 alpha customers that really prove the value of the platform. Now you're looking to really ramp it up and now it's out into the wild. And so hopefully this podcast has really motivated those listening today to kind of, we'll talk about an offer in a few minutes, but I was just curious about the future of the Archive App. I mean, in itself, it's obviously iterated from alpha to beta, and now it's fully out in the wild. I just wonder if you could share a little bit of maybe what the North Star is for this, for 22. You know, is there partner alignment? Do you play nice in the ecosystem? Just end of the day, how are you going to continue to iterate on this platform? Are we going into other platforms? Just throwing that out there.
Of course. The first thing we want to solve for merchants and make accessible to everyone is saving all of your UGC automatically, keeping it in one place so you can download it. The next thing we're focused on, which is a new problem for brands, is, wow, I have so much UGC. How do I find the best UGC? And so in Q1, we're going to roll out a bunch of automated tagging, searching, categories, and features so that we can surface the best UGC really quickly. From there, what do people do with their content? they hit the download button, and then they go into Facebook ads, they go into Attentive, they go into PostScript, they go into Just Uno. We've already had amazing conversations with most of these partners, and so we're really excited to integrate with them so that we can completely streamline the digital marketing workflow based off of UGC. So we want people to be able to automatically save great UGC and get content rights for it. We want to automatically surface the best UGC so that you can spend as little time as possible digging through your war chest. And we also want to help brands launch these campaigns super quickly in a couple of clicks. By the end of 22, you'll be able to use Archive App to launch an SMS campaign on Attentive, to launch Klaviyo campaigns, cart abandonment, promotional emails, to launch Facebook ads in just a couple of clicks. And we think that's going to help merchants launch way more varied, diverse campaigns, which is going to help their ads performance and the digital marketing performance. And again, because of the value of speed, experimentation, and learning, that's going to lead to compounding wins that are going to really help their long-term digital marketing performance.
This is lovely. I'm so glad that you're playing nicely, because a lot of the brands that I manage, and just overall, there's a certain amount of technology that's kind of baked into their day-to-day. And then, you know, the Archive App shows up, and it's nice to know that Klaviyo and Attentive and PostScripts of the world and Just Unos and others, you know, these are solutions that people are using, brands are using, and it's a necessary part of their tech stack. You can literally show up with the Archive App, and, you know, over the next few quarters, there's going to be a lot of kind of click a few buttons, and all of a sudden, there's going to be some great opportunities to be able to leverage the war chest of UGC that's been scraped thanks to your solution. So I think that's fantastic. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the Shopify ecosystem is about, right? There are so many great technologies that can work together to do the 20% like you talked about and really help brands go the extra mile. And I think one of the challenges of digital marketers is interoperability and connecting all of these tools together. And so we think that it is so important for the ecosystem to come together, to integrate well with each other, with the content side, the performance side, the distribution side. Because at the end of the day, we all want to make merchants' lives easy. And if we can all integrate really well together, we can get rid of so many marketer spreadsheets and manual processes and zaps and all this stuff.
There's a lot of duct tape going on. I tell you, part of my job is certainly at the beginning of every year. So I'm in the thick of it right now with the brands I manage. It's doing an app audit. And I'll tell you, a lot of times there's new director of marketing or new directors of e-commerce, and they go, "We have no idea why that app is there. We don't know what it does, and we're still paying for it." And, you know, we don't want things to get bloated, and there's speed issues and just all this craziness. And so this is one thing that I'm glad you play nicely, and you kind of do your job in the background directly through Facebook and Instagram and kind of do your thing. And meanwhile, it shows up in your war chest of assets. So I think that's like amazing. I wish you like tremendous success and luck with this, because it sounds like you're definitely onto something. So those that are listening, say, like, where should they go to learn more about your solution?
Head over to our website, archive.ai, archive.ai. From there, you can learn more about the app and install it.
And we'll have a link to, it'll be in the show notes, so you can get a link to the Shopify App Store and get access to that. You can download it. And I know we did speak offline before recording and kind of mentioned it at the beginning here, but there's a special little, I guess, e-commerce Fastlane listener-only bonus for today. So if you can share some of the details on that.
Yeah. So we're launching today, and if you use the code FASTLANE200 as you're installing Archive App, you'll be able to get your first 200 posts saved for free. So go set it up before your stories continue disappearing, get your content saved for free, and hopefully it can help out your digital marketing performance.
Absolutely. So what it'll do, it'll be ecommercefastlane.com/archive, and that will redirect you to this landing page that you've been so kind to set up and be able to get that offer. Because I think, you know, 200 posts, you'll definitely get to see the quality of the content that you likely didn't know existed, or you may have seen it, some of it, but you didn't go through all of the work. Let the technology do what it needs to do at scale, and let's get it into your war chest. And then from there, over time, you can start figuring out about how can I repurpose this content on PDP pages, through through ads, through landing pages. There's so much opportunity here. It's just download the app, get it installed. It's a no-brainer to, you know, kick the tires a bit, so to speak, and kind of see what the solution can do. So I just wanted to thank you for offering that for the listeners today. You know, just kind of in closing, I just wanted to thank you, number one, for coming on the show. You know this, but Shopify really is on a mission right now to make commerce better for everyone. And I feel that the Archive app is also on the exact same mission. You really do want to improve efficiencies and really help these direct-to-consumer brands and independent retailers. You really want to help them grow and scale. I just want to thank you for you and the team getting together, coming on this podcast today, sharing this opportunity, because I really think you're onto something really big here, and I wish you tremendous luck and success in the future.
No, thank you so much, Steve. It was great chatting and really, really awesome to get all your support. And I think you're right. When we think about our mission, we're all about helping brands harness their community to grow more efficiently. And that is a small part that overlaps with Shopify's mission. So again, I think we're building for the exact same merchants. You know, we've seen their pain points and we're really excited to help brands and merchants run their stores more efficiently, grow more efficiently, and help them succeed.
Beautiful. All right, Paul, well, have yourself a great afternoon and thanks for coming on the show today.
For sure. Thank you, Steve.
All right, take care. Today's episode is brought to you by Dot Digital. From email marketing to full omnichannel marketing orchestration, Dot Digital transforms your customer insights into personalized marketing campaigns. Learn more about their incredible solution and get started today at dotdigital.com. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of eCommerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.